This is Chris Stepanuk with the University of Vermont Extension and Lake Champlain Sea Grant. After a long and snowy winter, there is much celebration at the arrival of spring in Vermont, with its blooming flowers, singing birds, and lengthening days. Of course, spring also means our lawns begin to grow. And grow. And grow. Before starting your lawnmower this season, consider the advice of a group of local organizations to raise the blade on your mower to a minimum of 3 inches, to allow the clippings to decompose on the lawn, and to cut only about a third of the grass blade's length during any one mowing. Most of us mow our grass shorter than 3 inches in height. However, grass cut shorter than 3 inches generally has shorter and less developed root systems. This limits the drought resistance of the grass, as well as its ability to allow rainwater to soak into the ground. A recent survey of more than 1,000 homeowners from 56 Vermont and New York towns revealed that two of the top motivations for people to cut their grass to 3 inches or more in height were 1, if it was good for the environment, and 2, if it was healthier for the lawn. In fact, it's both. Raising the blade on your mower is healthy for the lawn because if grass is cut to less than 3 inches in height, it will invest its energy to regrowing its blades rather than its roots. This is because its primary need in life is to create energy for its own survival, which it does through photosynthesis. In photosynthesis, grass uses its blades to harness energy from the sun to create its own food. If we cut our lawns to a minimum of 3 inches in height, grass can invest more of its energy to develop and lengthen its amazing underground network of roots, which nourish our lawns by supplying them with nutrients and water. Raising the blade on your lawnmower to a minimum of 3 inches and allowing clippings to decompose in place helps the environment by reducing the amount of rainwater that enters local waterways during storms. Since longer grass has longer and more developed root systems, these roots help create channels in the ground that increase the lawn's ability to take in more water during rainstorms. This increased water infiltration helps reduce soil erosion and keeps our streams flowing at more steady rates over time, as water can move more slowly through the ground to enter waterways rather than flowing quickly over the land during a storm. In addition, allowing clippings to decompose in place helps nourish the lawn with nutrients from those clippings and builds the amount of organic matter in the soil. Soils rich in organic matter can hold more water than those with less. Visit lawntolake.org to learn more about this Raise the Blade campaign and how you can get involved. Lawn to Lake is a partnership of the Composting Association of Vermont, Cornell Cooperative Extension, the Lake Champlain Basin Program, the Lake Champlain Committee, Lake Champlain Sea Grant, UVM Extension, and the Vermont Agency of Natural Resources.